Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here on The Hype 87.3 ATL. We got a birthday boy checking in today. He goes by the name of Snacko. What's going on? How you doing? Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Happy birthday to ya. I'm not a singer.
Right.
Well, listen, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for being here on your date of birth, man.
Yeah, most definitely. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Go ahead and give us that brief introduction of who Snacko is.
So Snacko is the leader of Lost Souls. He's from the Nidosphere, and he's your best friend.
I love that. Yeah. Listen, you are a whole vibe.
Oh,
just
you.
Your image alone, you look like a superstar.
Oh, wow.
You shouldn't have to walk in a room and introduce yourself.
Wow, I always kind of been like that, though, like since a kid. Like, I always was very extravagant. Like, before I wanted to be an artist, I wanted to be a WWE wrestler.
Really?
Because they're large, like, they're promoted to be larger than life, so... I always felt like, you know, whatever I was going to do, I wanted to be, like, nothing against people that, like, work a regular job. Like,
of course.
People are heroes. It's just, I didn't feel like that was in my purpose. You know, I thought my purpose was always bigger. So, even what I do now is, you know, for a bigger purpose, just to save people's lives. It's not just about music. It's about saving people's lives. And because that's how I started getting into music. And however you start to get into something, that should be your purpose for doing it. I started because my favorite artist ever, Childish Gambino, saved me at a time. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of goes full circle. So I want it to be the artist that saves people. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Music is that universal language.
Yeah.
Everybody likes some style of music.
Sure.
Some people like all styles of music, right?
Yeah.
But for me, doing what I do is like a form of mental therapy because I get anxiety from time to time.
Oh, most definitely.
You know, like we're human. It happens.
Yeah.
Would you say that, you know, and we're going to talk about your purpose. I'm so glad you brought that up because that's one of the things I always like to talk about. I feel like you and I are right here. You know what I'm saying? We April babies. do you feel like, you know, when you create music, it is like a form of mental therapy for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what I would do without it. Because I deal with and battle with anxiety as well. Like, I deal with anxiety. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people have their own, like, everyone has their own kind of, like, mental struggle.
Yes.
And in the same breath, everyone has their own way of coping with it. Like, some people do something as simple as drinking coffee.
Yes.
You know, or something like that. Or, you know, having some sort of solitude where they're just sitting to themselves for a minute.
Yeah.
For me, it's a bowl of Fruity Pebbles and making music. So.
Don't forget the Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, right,
I love
that.
No, you are absolutely right. Yeah. Everybody's journey is different. And the way we handle things is different from the next person.
Right.
You have to find what works for you.
That's right. Even if it's something like totally simple like that, like it could be just having a bowl of Fruity Pebbles. But like,
just makes you feel good, don't it?
It makes you feel good, right? You know? Yeah.
I love it. I'm a nature junkie.
Right.
I love being outside, you know, like by water and stuff, because water generates energy.
That's how you find your answers.
That is outside. Absolutely. Yeah. So, like, when I'm not here and I got free time, you're going to find me outside. I love hiking, going to the mountains, even just the local walking trails and stuff, just to get that natural vitamin D. It feels good.
Right. It's crazy because, like, we're in a time now where people are, like, on their phones and they're looking down a lot. And, you know, people are like, dang, I feel stuck. I feel like, because you're not going outside. Like, most of the answers that I get is just from me being outside and just listening and watching everything.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, everyone's religious beliefs are different. Whatever you deem God to be.
Yeah.
Like, you get your answers from him just from watching and
100%.
Listening.
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You have to open your mind to it.
You have to open your mind. You have to be completely wide open and vulnerable.
Yes.
You know, in that sense. Like my business partner, he's an OG, you know, he always says, we don't get our blessings from no man, we get them from God.
Yes, for sure.
And he sees everything.
Yeah.
We're all his children.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He loves all of us, not some more than the others. However, you may receive your blessings sooner than someone else because you're deserving of them because you're on the right path.
Yes.
Absolutely. What city did you grow up in?
So really, really, I like to keep it simple nowadays. I was born in San Diego, California,
okay.
but like really most of my life, like in Stone Mountain, Georgia, that's where I met a lot of my friends. You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty much home for me because, like, that's when I was outside. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really, like, met most of my friends that I know now are from that time area when I was, like, 12, like, 13 years old, outside just running around the streets. But, you know, because I was homeschooled around that time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When we came to Stone Mountain, and a lot of the friends that I've had in school, they kind of trickled off. But the ones that I was, like, you know, in the streets with, those are the ones that stick with me forever. Like,
absolutely. Know. And I think it's similar to this music industry. And what I mean by that is you build your most organic fan base being outside.
Yeah.
Moving most around in the streets. You know, like,
my manager says it all the time. He says it all the time.
Listen, I don't know how old he is. I'm probably his elder, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we're more seasoned than you are age wise. But like, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and that's what I have found is you build your most organic fan base by, like the old saying, shaking hands and kissing babies.
Got to.
You know, most definitely.
Got to.
Why music?
I feel like, like you said earlier, music is therapy and music is life. It's the voice of life.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that it's important. I think it's just as important as, honestly, like being a therapist or a doctor, because it can heal people. I believe, like, in frequencies and healing people through frequencies. I do believe in that. So, like I said, it's the voice of life. You know, sometimes people ask me, like, what inspires you music? What inspires you to write music? I don't write songs. I write life.
Man. You know,
so, like, anything that I experience is getting, it's out there for
that's
people
so
to listen
deep.
To and feel. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it goes back to what we were saying. It's like it's a form of mental therapy.
Sure.
Definitely.
It has to be.
Let's talk about the creative process a little bit. And then I'm going to go back, you know, to how it really all started. On the creative side, since we're talking about writing, are you a writer where you actually put pen to paper? Or are you putting it on your phone? You freestyle, punch in? How does that part come together?
You know, it's because I just started going back to writing on paper.
Okay.
I just started because for some reason, I feel like I get more of a personal feel from it. And I think that's really where art is going now. Has to feel more personal. Like, I've noticed, like, even on my Instagram, like, I would have, like, high-definition pictures posted.
Yeah.
And those won't really get as much engagement as when I'm just, like, using them from my phone.
Facts! It's relatable.
Yeah, it's relatable. People can relate to it. It's like, oh, I can do this.
Right.
But for some reason, you made it look cool. So it's, like, it's more relatable that way. And, yeah, I think the same way with music, where, not saying the quality has to drop, of course not. What I mean is just it has to feel like it's made specifically for someone.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I was saying about Childish Gambino, like, there's a song he has called Flight of the Navigator.
Yeah.
And that song really spoke to me when I was younger. That was a song that made me be like, okay, this is the artist that I love. Because
absolutely.
I feel like lyrically, he wrote it for me.
Yeah.
And that is like the most powerful thing you can do as an artist is make it feel like, make someone feel like, dang, this is for me.
Right.
You know, so that's what I try to do. And not really try to do, but it's a part of how I write, because everything is real. I can't fake it. I can't fake it. And even through the songs where I'm like turning up, I felt like that at the time when I was turning up. It has to be real and authentic. You know.
Absolutely. And that's where, again, you're going to gain your most organic fan base, because you're not out here putting on a facade or, you know, being fake, trying to impress people. You're giving them 100% unapologetically snacko.
I even made an it's unreleased. It's probably not going to be released. But I have so much music. I have over 500 songs in my hard drive.
How?
Yeah, over 500.
Wait, pump your brakes for a second. Yeah. Over 500 unreleased records?
Probably 600 now.
That's, wow.
Over 500, yeah.
You stay working.
All the time.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I'm writing a lot. And I think I wrote an album one time because I was sick. Like, I was really, like, sick one time. And I wrote a whole album just about being sick and being in bed.
Yeah.
I even recorded it, like, on my phone. Like, that's how personal it has to be for me.
Yeah.
So, and some things are not going to be released, but, like, I just love to create. And if you're a creator, you it's what you should love to do is create. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you're right. Some of the songs may not be out there because they were really made for you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like you said.
I literally made albums just for me. Like, but I know that there's going to be a day where some of those things get released and it will relate to some people. But the right time, at the right time.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all about timing. And when you create timeless music, you can release it at any time and it's not going to seem dated, if that makes sense.
Yes. And it's even like one of my other all-time favorites, Prince.
I love him. Yeah, I love
you
him.
You can listen to any song at any time and it just sounds like he has such a wide discography. Like, it's very broad. Nothing sounds like, dang, this is out of date. Like, this is out of date. Like, that's the thing I kind of miss about the old sound. I think that's why you see a lot of older people be like, oh, y'all didn't have it like we did. And they're right. They're right to an extent. They're right. Right. Because, like, yo, like, the music was timeless, I guess.
Absolutely. And a lot of these, an artist will say Prince, for example, or the great MJ, right?
Yes.
They came out pre-social media. Think about how hard they really had to work because they didn't have the luxury of Spotify and Apple, Instagram, TikTok.
People had to literally go to the store and buy.
Right. And I really miss that, to be honest, you know, definitely.
Same.
When you were a child, was there something else before music that you had that desire? Like, I'm going to be this when I grow up.
Yeah. I wanted to be, a WWE wrestler.
Yeah.
And,
which is really cool. Yeah. I like that.
I'm trying to remember something else. I know for a month I wanted to be a comedian, but there was a time I wanted to be in the Secret Service.
Really?
But the thing is, it's funny because, like, the Secret Service, you know, no one in your family should know. It's really like a secret, but I told everyone I'm going to be in the Secret Service. So, like, my dad was like, you know, you're already like breaking one rule.
You already broke the biggest rule. It's supposed to stay a secret. That is hilarious.
But no, I always try to do something that's like seemed untangible, like at the time. But I ended up landing in music.
Listen, I think that is beautiful because again, like you, it goes back to you said it's your passion.
Right.
Let's talk about wrestling real quick. Was that something that you did like in school?
That's something I do now.
Okay.
Like, cool. Like, even the image you said, this all comes from like wrestling because they were characters, you know.
Yeah.
Like, this is me. But this is me amplified.
Understood.
You know, and that's kind of what they did. As like, they would take their personality and just really turn it to 100.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorite wrestlers, like The Undertaker, he was so believable.
100%.
People really thought that man was evil. But like, that's what made him like cool, because people knew wrestling was fake, but I'm sure like if The Undertaker, like, you walked up on him as a kid, you would be scared. To a degree.
Absolutely. Like, he was intimidating.
Like, he's a 7 foot tall man and, yo, he looked the part. So that's, and CM Punk is one of my all time favorites too. Like, I was a very, like, quiet kid. I didn't speak my mind much.
Yeah.
Even now, like, only going to speak up is if it's for, like, a friend or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, that's something I'm learning to this day. I'm not perfect. I'm learning to speak up for myself more as I get older. But, CM Punk helped me realize that flaw within myself, because he was really like the voice. He promoted himself as the voice of the voiceless, right?
Yeah.
And he was one of the first wrestlers to really speak up about the company and break that fourth wall and really voice his frustrations. And I just thought that was so cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you have people that you draw inspiration from and they do things like that, it makes you more in tune with them. Yes. Listen, I love wrestling too. I used to take my son to WWE. We went probably 3 or 4 times with our big old signs. And it was just such a dope experience because he wrestled himself too when he was in school, you know. And it's like, I enjoyed it too. So that is dope. I love that you drew inspiration from that. Mm. And I love how a lot of these wrestlers are now getting into acting.
Yeah, you see, like, I think John Cena started to really fully go into acting now.
Did you see Ricky Stenicki?
Ricky who?
It's a movie with John Cena. It's new. It's called Ricky Stenicki.
I heard about it. I did not see it.
You have to watch it. It's so funny.
I have to check it out. Yeah. I heard he's doing his thing, though. He's doing his thing. That's great.
He is. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, transitioning into music, about how long would you say that you've really been taking it, like, this is it. I'm serious about it now. I've got my business together. About how long has that been?
Dang, it was actually like, I say right before I got into my freshman year of high school.
Okay.
I was watching WWE and I looked at myself in the mirror. I saw how skinny I was. And I was like, yo, I'm not going to take no crazy steroids or anything like that. Yeah,
right.
I'm going to have to just get into this music for real. Like, you know, but no, it was, and then I think really what pushed me to do it, I heard an album from, what's his name? Goodness. It was Logic. Logic's album.
Yeah.
Dang it. What was the, Under Pressure. When I heard Under Pressure, I was like, okay, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to make people feel like this. I want to tell stories. So ever since freshman year of high school, I just been
going hard with it.
It's at nonstop.
I love it.
Nonstop.
Out of all the songs that you have released out on the platforms, or maybe even just any song that you've written and it may not be out there, which one is the most personal for you?
Can I say both? From one that's like released, one that's that's released. Untitled 03 is like a real story.
Yeah.
I think that's like the most personal to me because I was deeply like in love with somebody, you know, like deeply in love.
It happens, you know.
And I've got my heart broken a couple of times.
Yeah.
I was actually like, we was planning to release it on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Because actually on Valentine's Day, I got broken up with, like, true story. I got broken up with on Valentine's Day. It was was crazy. but yeah, like, just, I think sometimes it's deeper than just, like, heartbreak or just love. Like, I think that song kind of speaks about loneliness.
Yeah.
And just feeling as if you just need someone sometimes, you know?
You are absolutely right. We need that human contact. Like, that's where the human element comes in with us, is we need that human interaction. We do need a break from it from time to time, that me time. But I don't feel like we could go our entire life and live in complete solitude. We need that human interaction. Right, and then that companionship as well.
Yeah, it's needed. It's needed. And, I really do feel like that song speaks to me a lot. As far as like my unreleased songs, I need to remember the name of it, but I have this one song where I'm kind of just singing over a guitar.
That's dope.
I want to remember the name. Is it Find You? It could be, you know what? It could be Find You. Yeah.
Okay.
It's the song is called Find You. Thank you. Help me out there. He knows my music. That's how you know he's a real one.
That's right.
Find You is another one because it really speaks about, like, it's one of those songs where it's like, it's a romantic love song in a way, but it's being honest in it. It's like, it's telling the person, like, hey, I'm not a perfect person by any means. I have my flaws. And I'm just letting them know that, like, you know, like, I'm not saying that I won't change, but change, it takes effort, it takes time. And I'm trying to invite this person to let them know, like, hey, if you want to be a part of this change, like, grow with me. Rather than just waiting on me to grow, like, grow with me, like,
absolutely.
It takes time. Because some people don't really get it until, like, they're old. People, like, people don't really get that wisdom and that grounded until they're older.
That's,
you know?
Right.
So a lot of people are like, wait until you figure it out. We're not going to figure it out like that fast. Like, we don't know
right.
as much as we think we know.
Right.
So, I think we just need to, like, I think we're really put on this earth to love, and people don't really.
Got love,
you know,
on my shirt today. Oh, yeah, her and word. I were talking about that. We need that in our life.
Yes.
Whether there are some people out here who try to be so hard and, they need
for
love.
What?
For what? For what? Exactly.
Who are you trying to prove it to?
It feels so good to love and be loved.
Exactly.
You know, whether that love is coming from a significant other or, you know, the people around you, family, friends, it's a great feeling.
Yes.
And we have to cherish that because we never know when it's our time.
Never.
You know?
And people are dying at younger ages.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Growing old is a flex these days.
Oh, yeah.
It's a super flex.
It's a privilege.
This month I'm turning 50, and I feel like, gosh, I've made it 50 years. My sister passed at 41. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
a
it's
beautiful
like,
thing.
Yeah, it's a, it is. I embrace all that. You call me an OG, call me old. Hey, I'm glad to be old. You know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, a lot of people are not making it to grow, you know, 40, 50, 60 years old anymore.
Yes. And old is really wisdom.
That's absolutely.
All it is. I don't like to really use the word old, but. Wise.
I'm seasoned, baby.
That's seasoned, right? That's a good one.
I'm seasoned, one. You know?
Yeah. I'm not sorry.
No, you're fine.
I was talking to my grandma about this, too, because it's I don't know why. It's very important to me for people to know this. Because, like, my grandma was like, oh, I'm getting older. I'm getting older, Snack. I'm getting older.
Aww.
I'm like, you're never going to be old.
No.
Because she's, I think, like, she's in her 70s, but she's still going out.
Yeah.
Partying.
That's beautiful.
And I was just like, I sat there and I thought about it because I was cleaning the house and I thought about it. I said, Grandma, you know, you're not really old until you have to be taken care of in the same way that you're young, right? You're only young because someone has to take care of
you. That's a great point.
You're only old if someone has to take care of you.
Man, that is a great point. And being that she's in her 70s and she's still out there getting to it.
Yeah, you're still just human.
Man, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful.
That's just how I kind of view it, you know.
Grandmas are so special, aren't they?
Oh, man. I don't know what I'd do without my grandma.
So irreplaceable.
I do not know what I'd do.
What's your favorite thing that Granny cooks?
Ooh. Well, usually she tries to force me to eat her soup. She's probably listening to this. Grandma, you be trying to force me to eat that soup. I love it, though. Don't think I don't love it.
What kind of soup she be whipping?
Vegetable soup, because I don't eat my vegetables. My name is Snacko because I do.
Like the snack.
I love snacks. Yes,
that
real.
Is so funny. But vegetable soup is good, though.
It is, but I love hot Cheetos more. My grandma's not going to like that, but it is what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard you say earlier that this is your purpose.
Yes.
Let's dive deeper into that because I feel the same way. This is absolutely my purpose.
Oh, you're doing a great job, too.
Thank you. And you are as well. You are as well. I could tell you're very polished, you know, and like you are destined to be a superstar.
Thank you.
You
so
have
much.
The sound, you have the humility, which is super important, and you have the image.
Thank you. Thank you so
absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm not blowing smoke. He'll tell you. I've had to send people out of here because their attitude is so stank.
Guys, get it together, please.
I'm not lying. I've had to literally kick people out. Not often, but I have. Because if our energy's not jiving,
it's not
you got to hit the road.
It's not going to work. Yeah.
But you have great energy.
Thank
you. I could tell you're very humble. You're somebody that I could be around, like on a consistent basis.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? And
we'll talk after this, too.
Definitely, yeah, because I would love to do some more work with you.
Oh, thank you.
What would you say, like, define your purpose? What is Snacko's purpose for creating music? I know you said you want to make people feel good, but, like, really dive into that for us.
I look at it like this. The universe is, like, big. It's vast, right?
Yeah.
And comparing to the earth to the universe is we're just like a speck of dust.
Yes, you know? That's deep.
We as humans are even a microscopic speck of dust at that.
Right.
You know, we're so little if you compare us to the universe. And I don't want to be that one speck that floated around and did not impact anything before I left.
Man.
That's really what it is. I want to be able to impact even the universe if that's possible. That's how far I'm thinking about it. And yes, to some people it's like, yo, you're just making music. But to the ice cream man, he's just making ice cream, right?
Yeah.
But to him, he's giving smiles that probably he didn't get as a child.
Man, that is
so
facts.
You just gotta look at it like that.
I love it. With the music that you're creating, would you say that you have a little bit of something for everybody?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, I have some unreleased songs. Oh. So I'm even working with like rock music. I've been doing rock music for a while. So that's
going to
be something that's going to be implemented, you know, down the line. I have just a lot of different sounds. It's crazy. EDM, pop, you know, punk. I'm even back like rapping on some J. Cole, Kendrick type stuff. So watch out.
I love that. I love the fact that you are totally comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah, you have
and
to be.
Stepping outside your element.
Yeah. Part of why I did this is because it was uncomfortable for me. Like being an artist and, you know, I have like 6 siblings, you know, and yo, like all of them are doing, you know, working great jobs. My sister's like a flight attendant and everything. Like I was the only one who was like, yeah, I'm going to do music. it's kind of scary because it's like, you know, my parents like, hey, you have to have a plan, but they're very supportive. So it was like, yeah, just make sure you have a plan. Like, but I did it because it made me feel uncomfortable. And I think that's the only way that you can grow is if you're uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I say all the time, the only time you should be comfortable is you should be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yes.
That is it.
Yeah, because we have the ability, the humans have the ability to adapt to the environment. And if we're just comfortable and stuck in that one area, we're not really growing because we're not adapting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. On the music side again, you know, what are you currently working on? I know we got this record that's in rotation and we're going to put it out. Absolutely. You've got a show coming up on the 19th in Richmond.
Oh, yes, yes.
Tell us, dive in a little bit more and tell us about some of the things that you're currently working on musically.
So right now I'm also working on this, another single coming out soon. It's called A Goner.
Okay.
Right now that's the name of it. Who knows? It might change, but you know.
That's a beautiful thing. You can change it.
Changes happen. Yeah, I'm working on a new single now. Yeah, that's going to be on all platforms as well. And eventually, you guys will get an EP. You know, we'll get an EP, a project, a body of work that I've been working on for a while now. And just expect this something that is going to be beautiful. That's the best way I can explain it. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful
can't
project.
Wait.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm excited for you, too. What you're doing is great, honestly. And
thank
I see
you.
A lot of greatness in what you're doing.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. That and that's what keeps me humble. Like, sure. You know, we were talking before you got here, like, you know, I've been doing this for 13 years and I love work. Yeah, a long time. But I love working with independent artists because I want to feel like I was an asset to their journey.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I've interviewed some of the superstars and the celebrities, and that's cool, but I'm not a starstruck kind of person. I don't do stuff for clout. Yeah. I want to work with guys like you who are on the rise, so I feel like I can be an asset to your journey. And be like, when you get that plaque and put one on my wall, I'll be like, I remember when I sat down with him and had an interview with him.
Wow, yeah, that's beautiful, because those people will not forget you.
Exactly.
You know, like, yeah, that's a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing.
Definitely. So do you feel like being out here in the Atlanta market has also inspired you to want to do music? Because it's a great music city.
I think Atlanta is so versatile.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So there's someone for everyone in Atlanta. So it's only just a benefit being in Atlanta. You know, I look at Atlanta as like just a mixed bag of everything.
Absolutely. It's like a melting pot almost.
Yeah, yes. You can find your crowd or your niche of people very easily. There's someone, like I said, there's someone for everyone. So I'm glad that I'm in Atlanta. Definitely glad. It's a benefit. It definitely is.
It is, absolutely, because there's so much opportunity here.
So much, yes.
So much opportunity. Yes. All right, let's step outside of music for a moment. Mm-hmm. Are there other business ventures that you are either interested in pursuing or that you are currently pursuing?
Yeah, like, you know, I want to say I'm currently pursuing it because I'm so focused on music right now.
Yeah.
But I would definitely like to one day, you know, get into movies and acting and
there
stuff
you
like
go.
That.
Okay.
And also, you know, start some businesses where, like, maybe I open up a restaurant or two.
Yeah.
You know, because I love food too. So.
Yeah, you can have a little snack bar.
Right. I don't want to stop at one thing. I want to be able to, you know, dabble with a lot of different things. But yeah, definitely movies. I've been watching a lot of different movies. I've seen this movie recently called Interstellar, which was so good.
It was such a good movie.
Very underrated.
I agree.
I didn't even know it came out in 2014. I thought it was like relatively new when I seen it on Amazon Prime.
Right.
And I looked at it after I'd done watching it because that movie almost made me cry. I don't cry often, but like that movie almost made me cry.
It's emotional.
Yeah, and then I looked at it like 2014. How come?
Right. Why am I just now hearing about
like
it?
10 years later. But it's a great movie. I love movies. So that's something that I want to get into, you know, down the line.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I could see you on the big screen. You got the image for it. So you could dive into it
awesome.
A couple ways. Yeah, you could be an actor, but you could also hit the sync licensing side where you get your music into film as well.
There we go, yes.
That is dope.
That's his favorite word.
he and I right here. She and I right here. You know, her and I were talking as well, but absolutely. And that's the thing, you know, sadly, a lot of artists that are out here don't realize how many different ways you can make money in this industry. It's not just doing music and putting it on the platforms is so much wider than broader than that. But it comes from having a great team around you that can help you learn and figure out different ways that you can get yourself out there.
Yes, it's very important to have a good team, and most importantly, a team that you can trust. There's a lot of people out here that do you dirty.
There's a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of fugaziness, and that's why they say it's lonely at the top.
Yes.
You know?
And if I can throw out some advice for any artists that are maybe watching. If you're building a team, look for people that aren't looking for your money. These people that are hearing me now, they haven't asked me for a dime.
Yeah.
And, you know, because, like, there's not a lot of money in music, especially for an independent artist. They're here because they believe in me.
Absolutely.
They love me. They love what I do. So, and I love them. So artists that are listening, definitely get you a team that's not asking for monthly service or your money. Get people that believe in you. Even if that's like with your dad, your mom, your cousin, get people that believe in you.
Absolutely. And really, truth be told, a manager is not supposed to make money until the artist makes money. They get a percentage. So there's going to be, I've done artist management, and there's long periods of time where the money's not coming in. And that's okay when you believe in that person because you see the end goal.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Now, if the manager wants to throw in a little money and, you know, push you and put behind you, that's cool. Right. You know what I'm saying? But that is beautiful that you got a team around you that believes in you, because you can get up every day and feel good knowing that you got a solid team around you and they're not here just to blow smoke, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that.
No, we definitely don't need that. So let's talk about this record. It's Untitled 03. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the title first.
Right.
First and foremost, I love the fact that it's off the wall, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Right. I tell artists all the time, when you title your song, you want to make it different and almost sometimes weird or off the wall, because that's what's going to engage people. Mm. What made you decide to name Untitled 03?
Yeah, it's actually a reason. It's a story behind this. I was with somebody at the time, right?
Yeah.
And I was working on an EP, and I let her hear it.
Yeah.
And she was like, I like it, but there's no love song for me. I thought, you know, you at least have a love song for me. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Women in their emotions.
You dweeb. So then I'm like, okay. I felt, at the time, though, I felt kind of bad. Like, oh, I got to make her a love song.
Yeah.
So I'm over here working on it. I get through like maybe 6-7 tracks. And I'm like, I'm not feeling any of these. I'm not sure why it was. And eventually I start a whole new folder, right?
Yeah.
And I go through two more. And I left them untitled. And there was a time when I was making the song, we had a falling out. We had a falling out, pretty much kind of broke up, you know, for a second. And during this stint, I didn't know what we were.
Yeah.
I did not know what we were. There was really like no title to it. When we seen each other, we would kiss, but it wasn't like we wasn't together. There was no title to it. So I had, you know, in your computer, it saves as Untitled 01.
01, 02.
Untitled 02.
Yeah.
I get to the third one. I finally made it. That became Untitled 03.
Love that.
And I was trying to find a title for it. And I was like, I couldn't figure it out. So I left it Untitled 03 because me and her didn't really have a title or any sort of title to our relationship at the time.
That's so dope.
And yeah, so I made it honest, really.
Absolutely, because it's funny, because when I first looked at it, I'm like, okay, what is the title? But then that form that I have you guys fill out said that was a song title. I was like, that's so clever. Yeah. That's clever.
So there's a whole story behind it.
Yeah.
It was like, it was more than three attempts, but in that folder, it was like the third attempt in there. So that's why it was 03.
I love it. That is dope. And it's a great record, too.
Oh, thank you.
And
thank
I do have the clean version of that one. So thank you for submitting the clean version. That way I can play it on the FM station and get you some exposure there.
Thank you.
So we're going to get into this record, Untitled 03, which, again, it's in rotation right here at the Hype 87.3.
Yes, sir.
Where can people follow you on your social media so they can keep up with everything Snacko has going on?
Yes, you can follow me everywhere at I'm Snacko. That's I'm Snacko. That's on Instagram, TikTok, X. No, it's not Twitter.
Right.
I was about to say Twitter. YouTube even, because I know you can put that at name in YouTube now. But yes, at I'm Snacko everywhere.
Do you have some recent videos on YouTube?
Yeah, I just came out with the Untitled 03 music video. Really? Got a visualizer and music video. Shout out to my cousin. He's the one that actually filmed my music video. He filmed a few of my music videos, Call On Me and now Untitled 03. So he's very, very talented.
He's here in Atlanta?
Oh, he actually lives in New York. But oh, okay. He's from Atlanta, but he's going to school in New York right now. So,
oh, amazing.
Yeah, but he's amazing.
He's fire with the lens, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to definitely check out the visual because I love the record. So I'm like, okay, I got to go check out the video for it as well.
You would love it. It's a movie.
Absolutely. So shout out to your cousin for getting them good fire visuals together.
Caleb Films. He's not going to be satisfied unless I say that. Caleb Films. Guys.
There you go. And you catch him when he comes back to visit?
Yes, all the time. Every time we get together, we'll play the we'll get in the studio, we'll play Fortnite, yell at each other because he made me lose, and that's how we kind of do it.
it's that brotherly cousin type love.
He's like 6'7".
Oh, wow.
We play ball together and all that, too. He's not better than me. I wanted to let you know that, Cuzzo. You're never going to beat me one-on-one. No matter how tall you are, buddy, you're never going to beat me one-on-one.
Snacko is dusting you. That is dope. I know you have a lot of people that support you, that love on you. Anybody in particular you want to give thanks to, shout out to, show some love to?
Oh, yeah. Just, you know, my family, my friends. Shout out to my mom, my dad, my grandma, my aunt, my little brother, Kayan. I love you to death. This is why I do this. Shout out to my dog, Ginger. I love you. and my best friend, Tez. I have a lot of people. I could go down the list, but those are like some of the, you know, very important. Oh, my sisters and brothers, I love y'all too. Thank you.
Shout out to yourself too.
Oh, myself.
You're doing it. You are doing it.
Thank you. Thank
Absolutely. You. Most definitely. We're about to get into this record.
Awesome. Let's do it.
I'm excited. Untitled 03. Go ahead and give me the biggest, dopest introduction to it possible.
This is a love song that wasn't supposed to be a love song, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Let's go. Shout out to Snacko checking in. It's your girl Tampa Mystic. We live right here at the Hype 87.3. Stay tuned.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to the Hype 87.3.
I made this song for you and I hope you enjoy it. handle that.